Alrighty, welcome to the first Kayak Kevin podcast. It's January 11th, 2014, and this is the number one, first one of the Kayak Kevin podcast. Basic overview of who I am. If you go to my website, you can kind of get a good idea of what I do. I'm a kayak fisherman, and this is going to be all about kayak fishing. And I am, just a basic overview of who I am. I am a two-time expert saltwater angler here in Virginia. I'm a level one master angler here in Virginia. I make YouTube videos. I have a website, kayakkevin.com. I also sell DVDs. It's running this right here, and I have DVDs. They're on my website, kayakkevin.com also. Now, I've been thinking about doing a podcast for a while, and let me see, hold on a second. Been thinking about doing a podcast for a while, and I've had some experience on radio. I did a local radio station here, Catching with Catherine Reese show. Did that for a long time. In fact, I got piles of CDs from when I was actually in the studio with that show. We did it just last week with Damien, and so I've been doing that for almost 10 years now. So I've had a little bit of experience on radio. I like what the kayak fishing radio guys are doing. That's a really great idea. A week's worth of kayak fishing radio shows, and I thought that's a really good idea. But I wanted to do something with video. If I was going to do something like a radio show, I wanted to do something with video. So I've my original idea was, through watching our own videos, we've learned how to really sharpen our technique and get better at the fights and getting better at what we do. So that whole idea was, and then I was doing for a while, I was doing seminars on big fish out of a kayak, handling big fish out of a kayak. So that incorporated like a straight seminar with using video, and I would really show the techniques. I'll talk about the techniques, and then I would show the video and really show how it works. Because I've gotten really into the fight techniques of when you hook up to a big fish like this. What happens? It's not just kind of holding on to it, but you really can fight a fish. Out of a kayak, you can really, get a good ride and actually ride the fish. So that's what I was really getting into, that side of it, and explaining that side of it. So it became, from that seminar, I started thinking about, doing more stuff where I was watching other guys on YouTube and watching their videos. And I shared a Facebook video. I shared a video from Hawaii on Facebook, and me and my friend Seth from Richmond were commenting on it. And we started talking about the intricacies of the fight, the actual, what he was doing inside the fight and how he was, maneuvering it and the techniques he was using. And that really, they made it look easy, handling these, 100-pound tuna, they made it look easy. And what that is when something looks easy, that's that practice consistency of those moves that builds up to a solid technique. And that's what we've done for a long time too, and especially from watching videos. We've learned how to hone down our techniques and how to get better at them. Not just over time, but actually kind of fast forward our learning process and just by watching our own videos. So now with everybody doing videos now, I think it's a good time to start analyzing our fights and start analyzing how we fight the fish. Because I know when I'm in a fight with a big fish, and it's, when you first hook up to one of the big fish for your first time, you're gonna have that excitement where you land the fish and your eyes are wide open, and you have that, oh, I just landed it. But when you land it and you know what you're doing and the technique of it, and you really work that fish and you fought him and everything he gave you and everything you gave him back, and you land him with intention and force, your eyes are not wide open, but they're down and your adrenaline's pumping. And I really like that aspect of the fight. And that's what I like to show about the fight. And that's what the videos I think I've done, and even the seminar that I've done a few times. And I'm also going to, I think we'll, I'll do that seminar here at, on the podcast, maybe here coming up. But, you know, watching the, and watching the Hawaiian guys and watching how good they were and how their techniques were solid. So solid. I mean, you could see that they practiced it over again. You could see that they've done it a million times. The last time I fished with Jim Sammons, and I got to film him with my own cameras. Getting to watch him within my, you know, my frames, my cameras, I was watching his techniques, and we were only hooked up to a big ray, but still, I was able to see his technique, his, you could see he's caught a lot of big fish, and he's handled that out of the boat, and how the kayak reacts to his rod, and how it works, and you can see that in there. You can see it with the guys that have been doing it for a long time. And I think we've gotten there in kayak fishing. I think we've gotten there with the sport's gone far enough where there's been a lot of guys who have consistently landed these bigger fish, and they're becoming techniques. And, you know, 10 years ago, you catch a big fish, other than salmons and those guys out west, or you catch a big fish and it's a big surprise, and it's like, oh, you're lucky you landed it kind of thing. But now with the gear that we've experienced, and just the experience on the water, we've really gotten a really good fight out of these fish. And the harder, and I know a lot of people will talk about how, you know, lighter tackles is a more of a fun fight, and it's not, because you can, the harder you fight a fish, the harder he's going to fight you back. And I'm not talking about overpowering fish, because I've gone that route, and I've found out what is overpowering for these fish that we catch. So I've backed off and gotten the good medium. But when you're light tackling, all you can do is hang on. And anytime you stop a fight, you can be fighting a big 50-inch red, and soon, if you let up on him, let up on the tension, he's just going to stop. Everything just stops. So he's only going to fight as much tension as you put on. If you're light tackle and you can only give so much, the fight's not going to be that exciting. You know, try it with some the gear that's right for the fish, and it's pretty exciting. So I wanted to show, so thinking about the podcast, what I wanted to do was show other people's YouTube videos, and kind of how I was, kind of did that on YouTube with the Hawaiian guys videos. I wanted to kind of just talk about other people's techniques. But then I started thinking about it as, you know, if I see something that it could be done better and I start critiquing it, you know, guys probably won't like that. So I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to start talking about this stuff, I'm going to show my own videos. I got plenty of videos of a lot of us, you know, the whole crew, and I can critique all of us, and it'll be pretty good. We do a lot of things right, and then a lot of things I'm going to show that we do wrong. And it's a learning process. It always is. And we're always learning, and we're constantly learning. So this will be kind of fun to do as we get into fishing season. What I also want to do with this podcast is, you know, bring the guys in, have the crew guys, have the rest of the crew guys come in and get on the show, or even take my cameras and do remote podcasts, or more just recording them and then putting them out, or maybe do them live that way. I have more video cameras than I do the podcast cameras. So want to do some of that whenever, like, Rob comes down from Richmond, or Seth and all those guys, maybe we can get a little quick podcast in, you know, just talk about some fishing and what we're going to do this year, what we did last year. Got a lot of guys in this area that are good, and so I think it'll be interesting. You know, not so much talking about exactly, you know, how to catch fish, but just what, you know, the technique of it. You know, that's the part I'm really interested in. We all know how to catch fish at this point. I like to experience and talk about and explore what it's like to really fight them, and that's what I really want to go with this. But I'm gonna leave it open. I'm also not gonna. I'm recording this. I have my cameras up, so I'm recording this. I'm gonna put it on YouTube. I'm also going to make an MP3 audio, so you can watch it, you can download it, and you know, listen to it anywhere you work or something like that. As this gets going, leaving it unedited. I'm going to allow us cussing. If we cuss, it's going to happen. I want to be loose on this. I've done radio for so long, and I had to watch my mouth every time. You know, I get close to slipping. We did it last week. I almost said F. And you know, I'm not going to obviously try to cuss here, but if it happens, it happens. Actually, on YouTube, I have it up 18 and older, so no kids can watch this in case we do cuss, especially when the guys get here. But it happened on the radio where I almost cussed, and it stops you. When you realize you almost do it and it stops you, it kind of stops your train of thought and it stops your conversation. So if it happens, it's gonna happen. I'm not gonna edit it. I'm gonna do as less work on this as I can, as in uploading and editing these videos. So I'm gonna put them up as is, just like at the beginning. I have a lot of stutters and a lot of pauses. I'm just gonna put it up. I like live radio, and I want to do live stuff. So it's gonna go up as is live. It's less energy for me working on this stuff when I should be working on the DVD, and that should be coming up here soon. Of course, we'll talk about that stuff. I mean, basically, all this we can do is kind of hopefully advertise some of these for you too, and the new one that's coming out, and the videos I have on YouTube too. They're all little ads for at the end of it. This got ads for the DVDs. As the fishing starts, I want to probably start doing these with the reports, the written reports on my website, kayakkevin.com. Hopefully as it gets going, this will get cooler. And this will get, you know, kind of get cool and get good with the guys and it'll get interesting. And hopefully we'll get some viewers and it'll get fun. At least it'll be fun. I don't know how many viewers and how many it'll entertain, but it might be fun for us to do, to get up here and just talk a bunch of shit about kayak fishing. So thank you. Hopefully this will get, like I said, will get better. And as we get going, and wherever you are, if you can get out there and get fishing, get on them. Thanks.